Now, with me in the studio, two dames, and I'm going to ask a question about dames in a minute because it has an interesting connotation, but my two distinguished intellects are Barrister Teresa Lowe, Chief Executive and Head Boss Woman at Teresa Lowe Communications, and then, of course, Dr. Lara Dungan, who will be on later on in News Talk's Future Proof, but is my now favourite doctor of any gender. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, George. Good morning.
Yeah.
You look very bright. No gender.
Well, I want to cover two things just quickly on a kind of startup. One was in the old days when there was a queue in A&E, right? And there were always queues in A&E. When you went in, all the doctors used to be men and rugby players, right? Mm. So, of course, you promptly went to the top of the queue. Now, if you go into A&E, all the doctors are women and not rugby players, so you're at the bottom of the queue.
There's plenty of rugby playing women.
I'd say there are.
Now, that's the first point I want to make. Mm. The second point is dame, all right? Mm-hmm. I was watching your one. She's M in Bond.
Dame Judi Dench. She is Dame Judi Dench.
And then I'm watching a terrible thing on Netflix. But do you know when something's terrible, you can't stop watching it?
Yeah, it's so
right?
bad, it's good. And it's, The Crown.
No, oh, The Crown.
Oh, that was
brilliant.
Great.
No. This is Love in Times of War.
Oh,
right.
No.
And it's a Spanish thing about nurses. There was Spain and Morocco were at war in the 20s, and they're nurses, and they're all falling in love.
Oh, right? Okay.
And they're called nurse dames.
Nurse dames.
Yeah. Dames. What are they?
Well, I didn't ask the Spanish.
That doesn't mean that you can call us dames.
I'm just merely saying that the word dame has different connotations, like a dame in panto, when it's like the dame is played by a man, isn't that right?
It's like
well, there was also a Princess Grace of Monaco, but if you start calling me princess, you're going to get a slap, so you better be a little careful what you say.
I call you a doctor.
That's fine. I'll live with that.
Dame doctor.
Listen, there's a really interesting thing. We tend to kind of get a medical question in.
He could have called us a broad, by the way, and I wouldn't like. I prefer dame to broad.
Fair enough.
Sorry. Go on.
There's a wonderful line in South Pacific where your man is singing and he says, "And she's broad, where a broad ought to be broad." Hey, listen, let's cut to the chase. Therese actually raised this topic, didn't you? Of CBD oil to treat seizures, didn't you?
I don't think I did. I think I wanted to talk about dirty dishcloths.
Well, we're going dirty dishcloths. Anyway, I go to Lara. What's this CBD oil? This mother, the child is sick and she uses cannabis oil and hey presto, the child's okay.
Yeah, I mean, this story has come from one specific incident, which is a lady called Noreen O'Neill who gave CBD oil, which is not cannabis. It's cannabidiol, so it's different. It doesn't have the THC, which is the psychoactive substance in cannabis that people use
but
to get
the... But can you buy it at your chemist?
You can buy CBD, not at your chemist, but you can buy CBD oil in hemp shops and head shops. So it's not illegal in Ireland. And what she did was she had a child with a very, very severe type of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. And she gave CBD oil to her child. And as she states in the letter, for 2 weeks, the child has been seizure-free and... She said that he would have had a number of seizures every single day. So it's completely changed her life.
So what's the panic if she can buy CBD oil? Why are we talking about it like it's important, Dr.
Yeah, well, I mean, her specific worry was that she's had to go through 17 months of many different types of drugs. Her child's been on at least 10 different treatments and many concurrently. And no doctor has ever mentioned this drug to her. So this is, I think, one of the reasons that she's particularly upset. It's not a medication in Ireland. It's not in any way deemed to be a medication. Therefore, no one informed her of it. And when she used it, which is completely legal, it had efficacy. It's not a medication in Ireland at the moment. I wonder, will it be? There was a really good research paper in May last year which showed that it did actually have efficacy in this severe type of epilepsy. And 5% of children who used it in this really good research paper in the New England Journal of Medicine were completely seizure-free afterwards.
But the thing here, Teresa, which is interesting, right? She has 10 medicines for her child, but no doctor mentioned CBD oil. And there are two lady doctors in my life, okay? There's Dr. Laura Dungan and there's Dr. Ciara Kelly, right? And they both are quite similar as doctors in that they wouldn't dream of recommending a non-medical thing. Do you know what I mean? They wouldn't recommend, for instance...
There'd be a nervousness about herbal remedies. And yes, that goes back for centuries, doesn't
correct,
it?
The
treatment of ailments with herbs. What about if
you thought a fella sticking pins in your leg got rid of the pain? Would you go to a fella
sticking pins in my head, and I have to say I don't like it. I don't think I'd
get
into
work?
That. Not really. I was just so petrified. I just stayed still and I put up with it. But I don't know. But some people would swear by that. But I think the nervousness about... I mean, this mother has obviously been to hell and back. And
no,
this seemed to help. But I think that people might be a bit nervous because they're thinking of cannabis and
correct,
the illegal substance... which can cause psychosis and which is a dangerous drug.
But that's the point Lara made.
You're
it doesn't include TCP or whatever you call
THC.
It.
THC. No, it doesn't. And I didn't for a second say that I wouldn't recommend this. I wouldn't recommend anything that didn't have evidence behind it. Mm. That doesn't mean that there won't come evidence in the future, and that doesn't mean there isn't horrendous side effects.
But doctors tend to be, and I know you're fairly new to the profession, but doctors tend to be opposed to alternative medicine.
We tend to be in favour of medicine that has scientific evidence behind it, as opposed to alternative medicine.
You're not in favour of going to the seventh son of a seventh son if you have a pain in your back. You're not in favour of... What's the fellow put you on a table and then the table drops 3 feet? Ooh. And your back is
the
cured.
Placebo effect is very real, and it's a substantial effect. It even works on animals.
I'm trying to think of it. What's the name of the fella that they're kind of
Paul Daniels.
They're massage kind of guys.
Do you mean an osteopath or something like that?
We got it.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, wow. I thought it was some kind of yoga.
I know. I definitely did too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. If you'd have told me who was the fellow at all the dodgy parties in The Crown, I would have remembered osteopath immediately.
Yes.
All right,
so
we're done with TCP and CBD.
Fair enough.
TCP was very efficacious in my teenage years for the treatment of spots.
Yeah, it's a disinfectant.
Yes. Yeah.
Because every
stinks,
single
though.
Date I went on as a teenager, a spot miraculously appeared about 10 minutes before I met her.
Of course it did. That's the way it works.
Would the smell of it not put her off when you dabbed your...
They used to kind of... There would be a bit of sniffing,
terrible.
All right, like, do you know,
we have it
in the back row.
I like it.
Disgusting.
I actually like the smell.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's nostalgia, though, more than anything.
Yeah. Now, Teresa's mad keen to get in about dirty dishcloths.
Oh, yeah.
What's this all about?
Yeah. Well, I have to say one of my favourite programmes of all time was Kim and Aggie. On how clean is your house?
Oh,
did you ever see that?
No.
I used to love that program because you'd have these two women going into houses that were, the squalor would hit you coming out the door. There would be clutter everywhere up to the ceiling, and I used to feel good about myself when I'd see that because I thought, I'm not that bad actually. But they gave you all sorts of tips, and so this article, this item has been all over the place the last few days about the dirtiest places in most homes, and the kitchen sink and dishcloths are the absolute first prize winners in the filthy stakes. Third place is the household toothbrush holder. Now, what I was thrilled about, Lara, in particular, was that what I have been doing for like donkeys now is I've been putting the dishcloths in the dishwasher to clean. And Frank will say things like, you know, you're interrupting the flow of the water and that's disgusting. But apparently, according to this article, that's exactly what you should do.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that. That's very clever.
No, the key thing
gets rid of all the germs.
No, but is the key thing not the sheets? I mean, if you're to read it, which I think is nonsense, you should be changing your sheets every day.
Every week you should change your sheets every week, it's suggesting. And it says you should change your pyjamas after 3 wears.
Oops.
No,
I
have to tell you,
that.
The sheets are only changed in the Hook household if Ingrid is at home. If Ingrid, for some reason or another, is away, I'm prepared to happy to lie in my squalor.
How long would you go? Like honestly, tell me the truth. How long would you go before you were forced to make yourself change them?
Forever.
would you read? You wouldn't know. After a while, you'd be able to smell yourself.
I wouldn't. I truthfully would. I'm thinking of making a video, though, about how to change the duvet. Because I've got a magic way of changing the duvet. I can do it in 30 seconds.
No, you can't.
Is the duvet covered inside out?
Yeah, everybody
does that.
I'm sorry, Frances Brennan on The Late Late Show, who's wonderful. You know Frances Brennan and that fantastic programme he does. And he was demonstrating putting on a duvet cover. I think he'd brought out a new line of them. And he made bags of it.
Well, it was interesting.
It's not that easy, Larry.
48 years ago, when I got married, of course, I married an Austrian, so she brought a duvet with her. People used to come to our house and go upstairs to look at the strange thing on the bed.
Really?
I probably had the first duvet in Ireland. But get back to changing the sheets.
And the mattress.
I would lie in my own squalor forever.
I can't pretend I'm much better. I don't think I'd go forever, but I would leave it. Oh, I'd push it. I really would.
I would love if it was done by magic for me.
But the great thing about your wife being away, if you're a man, you can also make all sorts of noises from various orifices to your heart's content.
I don't think there's anyone in here who wanted to know that.
That's the greatest plus.
Well, do you know what worried
me? But your pyjamas, you can crack the pyjamas thing.
Look, literally, they're so dirty you can crack them in half.
Don't wear any.
And then you do have to change your sheets.
What I'm worried about
is that the mattress. It's recommended we air our mattresses as often as possible. And when changing the sheets, we should leave mattresses exposed for 15 minutes and vacuum up the dust mites.
Nobody airs a mattress. That hasn't happened and I'm worried.
I don't want to look at my mattress.
15 minutes isn't that long, though.
And to vacuum it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
But hold on a while now. Staying with our doctor friend. If all this is to be believed, right, the dirty sheets and the dirty mattresses and the dirty dishcloths and everything else, we'd all be sick. We're not all sick. In fact, the people who are getting sick, particularly children, because they're too clean, Larry.
I agree.
Well, there is a hygiene hypothesis that does say that children these days are not allowed to muck around in the dirt nearly as much and their immune systems don't develop as much. I have to say, I think that this all sounds really bad for the environment. They're talking about putting the sheets through every single week. They're talking about washing everything continuously. You're wasting water, you're wasting electricity. Yeah. I think we should all just bathe in our own filth, if I'm
honest.
Well,
if you go to a hotel now, there'll invariably be a little card and screen usually, which sort of says, look, we will change your towels, but if you just hang them up, we won't change them unless you tell us, because we're trying to be friendly to the environment.
Well, they're trying to be friendly to their pockets, but they pretend it's for the environment.
All right, okay, but it does row in with your point. If you're washing everything every day or whatever, then you there is damage to the environment.
You should also, well, I don't know, this is just me, but I use two towels. I use one towel that dries off my face and hair, and then the other towel does all the rest.
You're kidding me.
And then you can, because then you can leave the two towels for that bit longer, because you're not going to, you know, touch your face with your butt towel. I'm sorry, but it's true.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, you get a face towel and a butt towel. I mean, the rest of the face towel.
I would throw them. I would wash them regularly. I'm no good at anything else, but I'd be worried about towels. And also, we'd stand on towels after having a shower, and that would be a breeding ground for bacteria. The warm towel.
Well, the bath mat.
Can I go back to this butt towel for a minute?
Please do.
Because Michael Graham, a few years ago on the show, came to Ireland and he stayed in a Dublin hotel, which shall be nameless. And they didn't have, he called it a washcloth.
Oh, like a face cloth.
A face cloth, yeah. And he was appalled that you could be in a hotel without a washcloth. Everybody was ringing the programme up saying, what's a washcloth?
Does face cloths don't really get used anymore.
No, not really. But you can use a small towel to, but you'd be kind of worried about taking your makeup off in a hotel with a small towel.
I would just wash my face. Just tie up your hair and wash your face and then dry it with the face towel, not the butt towel.
Well, I use the same towel forever.
Oh, and for everything?
Yeah.
You're going to get pink eye is what you're going to get, and you're going to deserve it when it comes around.
I just think hygiene, for instance, I think this idea of washing your hands after the bathroom, right?
Yes. What I do is, if I was in a public place, I would wash my hands, but then I'm opening doors with elbows, or I'm getting tissue and I'm touching that. Yes, I am. Touching the handle.
You're like
I don't mind my own germs, but when I'm in a place where I don't know what's going
on. You're kidding me.
And who's there and what. I'd be anxious about that.
You're like Lady Macbeth.
I sound like Howard Hughes.
No, you sound like Lady Macbeth. Well, all the perfumes of Arabia are not sweetened, isn't that the phrase when she was washing her hands?
Is this a dagger I see before me coming at me closely?
But anyway, here's the point about washing your hands.
I'm dying for this.
In the bathroom. Oh, just a serious question again to the doctor. Is that okay, Therese?
Well, we'll wait till the question.
Yeah. I clearly understand after one aspect of using the bathroom where you would wash your hands. I mean, it makes common sense, yes?
Mm-hmm. No, you're talking about after defecating?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, that makes obvious sense. I get that. But Jane Fonda recommended drinking your own urine in one of her books.
Yeah.
Didn't she?
Yeah. Oh, well, I have no idea. I'm sure she did a few things.
I've heard a few people saying that it's very, very good for you.
Absolutely don't. It's a terrible idea. But go on.
It must be.
But if it's okay. No, but if it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Why are you so frantic to wash your hands?
George, you're not peeing on your hands. It's not about getting urine on your hands. It's about everything else you touch in the bathroom that the dirty people before you didn't wash their hands beforehand. I presume you flush the toilet, do you not? One would hope so. I'm actually dreading I asked this question now. But
and maybe your pee is good for you.
We never
but not
did
for other
in
people,
Cork, actually.
You know.
We never did in Cork. There was a phrase which said, if it's yellow, leave it mellow.
If it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, oh and if God. It's brown, that can be worrying. That's
I
not
want
a good
to go to
sign.
No, no, he means
it?
Poop. It's okay for poop to be brown.
I'm thinking about urine.
That would be a worry. That would be a worry.
Can we get to Florida for a minute here? There's a 7-year-old child in kindergarten or whatever, right? And he's fiddling with his breakfast in the classroom or the canteen or whatever. Teacher says, stop fiddling with your breakfast. The 7-year-old is a bit of a tantrum, which includes giving the teacher a thump. Now, one has to presume teacher is about 4 foot taller than a 7-year-old, right? Calls the cops. And the 7-year-old is led away in handcuffs.
It's Teresa. Disgraceful. Teresa. I looked at the footage and not only was he in handcuffs, but he was made to, he left the car, the police car, and he was walking towards the, I presume he was brought to the hospital because I think he was arrested under the Mental Health Act, or he was detained rather under the Mental Health Act. But his hands were handcuffed behind his back. Now, if he tripped and fallen, you know, there could have been serious injury. And I also take exception to the way the school dealt with it. And they said that they were following proper procedures and everything was fine. The story is, or the story they have put out, is that he thumped the teacher that complained to some other colleague. And then that this child of 7 managed to be so aggressive and violent that he brought them both down to the ground.
Lara Dungan, who is, I think it's fair to say, petite, a 7-year-old wouldn't bring you to the
ground. Actually think this kid is appalling. This kid thumped
Lara.
A teacher. He thumped a teacher in the back, then repeatedly kicked and punched her until she was on the ground, jumped on her and yanked her hair out, is the story. And when you see this child against the female police officer, he's almost the same height. There has got to be a backstory to this. This kid has probably been increasingly disruptive for years, I would say. I know that he's 7, I know that, but what he did was appalling. I don't think that he should
so
be handcuffed. But they had to restrain the child.
All
they had to physically hold him down.
Okay. I have to say, I didn't expect
this. I don't agree with this at all.
Did you expect this from Dr. Dunga?
I don't think he should have been handcuffed.
No, but I do.
His behaviour is appalling.
I do agree with one point. I'd like to know the height of the police officer that brought him in, though. She could be a very small woman.
She could.
He does seem tall for a 7-year-old.
But
it doesn't matter. He's a very young child.
Yeah.
I don't think any child should be in handcuffs unless they were in absolute danger themselves. I saw a very calm little boy talking to this police officer walking in, and I resented him being in handcuffs, and I absolutely resented his hands being
but
handcuffed
Lara,
behind his back. Lara,
I
thought it was just
like the school is saying procedures, right? So clearly, there's a book somewhere in the school that says if you have a problem with a 7-year-old, call the cops.
I'm sure that's not what happened, George. I think it's very easy for us to judge because headlines read a lot better if it's innocent 7-year-old put in handcuffs. Now, I'm not for a second agreeing with the handcuffs. That's not what I'm agreeing with. But I think his behaviour is appalling, and I think the fact that he had to be physically restrained is appalling that it needed to happen. And I would say that there is a whole backstory to this child. And
well,
I
he
think
obviously has problems.
There should have been intervention a long time before this
An
happened.
An intervention, but a different kind of intervention.
Absolutely.
Somebody
Absolutely.
Should have talked him down and made him calm and brought him to the hospital, but not.
Not
and,
in handcuffs.
And in this day of social media and everyone has taken...
No,
and
look,
this has gone viral
brother,
now. This,
brother Athanasius, the late brother Athanasius of the Presentation Brothers would have solved this in a second. There would have been six of the best on each hand and your man wouldn't have fiddled with his breakfast anymore.
Oh, yeah. George, that is appalling. And there is absolutely zero evidence for corporal punishment in terms of disciplining your children. There's zero evidence that it works.
Who said?
Literally reams and decades of research.
I didn't mean to go here, but I'm definitely going here because you're in favour of the naughty step. The naughty step hasn't worked for any child ever.
Damn well works for my niece and nephew.
Cain and Abel.
Time out is the new one.
There was no such thing as ADD back in the days when there was a bit of corporal punishment. I don't agree with it. But at the same time, there would have been far more discipline and nobody can... And I think it's right, George. No one can touch a child now. But I think things probably were calmer.
Well, you can hug a child. That's okay.
There's no smacking a child.
No, you can't hug a child.
You can hug your own child.
Your own child.
Well, I can hug my niece and nephew.
That's very sad.
You can hug in an appropriate situation.
I think it would be quite, because like I coached the under eights for 10 years, 100 of them, right? Yeah. And I had 100 under eights on Saturday morning. Imagine trying to keep them under control. But I mean, you touch them naturally if they got hurt. You know, you pick the kid up and he was crying and all that sort of thing. Mm. You would be terrified to do that.
Which
now.
Is sad, yes. I have to admit sad. That's sad.
Well, there you have it. My two good intellectual ladies, Teresa Lowe and Dr. Lara Dungan, who'll be back next week.